The following recording consists of several parts. It includes the recording of this year's Daf Yomi, followed by a brief review, which allows you in a few moments just to go over the Daf, and then it continues on with the same Daf in the previous Daf Yomi cycle, which of course has a completely different ambience and a whole different group of people that are in attendance. You can use that for Chazora if you wish, and you may actually prefer the ambience of the earlier daf. Masechet Horayot, daf Yud Aleph. And we're holding on Yud Amud Beit. We're in the middle of the sugya of Avera Lishma and the story of Lot and his daughters. And we got up to the end of the fifth line up. Omer Aviram Rav, Leolam Yasok Adam B'Torah U'Mitzvot Afilu Shelo Lishma. Shemitok Shelo Lishma B'Lishma. Even though what it is that a person is doing is Shalom Lishma, in the end, it doesn't necessarily mean, as we'll see from the context, it doesn't necessarily mean that in the end his own Shalom Lishma will be Balishma. But rather, out of a Maisa that is Shalom Lishma, the most amazing things can come out that are actual Aveda Yistakarash Baruch Hu. Because even when somebody was doing something for the completely wrong reason, Shebischar Arbaim V'Shtayim Korbanot Shikriv Balak Arasha, Zacha v'yatzta mimenu rut. Balak, after all, he had his shiv'a mizbechot. He did four times. And each one, three times, and each one of his mizbechot, he brought two korbanot. So if you add up now the 14 times three, so we get 42. Harva'ayu. So that's 42 korbanos. What came of those 42 korbanos? Where the whole purpose of those korbanos was to destroy Klal Yisrael. He was Zacha v'yatzta mimenu rut. Ruth HaMoaviyah was his great-great-great-granddaughter. The Omer of Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Ruth was Bat Beno Shel Eglon, and Eglon was Ben Beno of Balak, Malach Moab. Omer of Chiyo Barav, Omer of Yochanan, Minayin She'en HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mikapeach Afilu Sechar Sicha Na'a. We see, by the way, all of these Midrashim are related to the Lot, Ruth, Malchut story. We'll see, it often gets back to the din of Melech that we've been talking about. What defines Nasi? Is a Nasi? Nasi is a Melech. And we're going to get back to, after starting off with things that seem to be completely unrelated, we're going to get back to the story of the din of a Melech. So how do we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not ignore even to give schar for the way in which a person speaks? Mehacha. The Ilu Bechira, the oldest daughter of Lot, called her son Moav, which was a little bit obvious that it was Me'av. So there, Amalei Rachmana Moshe, in terms of the mitzvah of how to deal with Moav, it says, Al Tatzaret Moav, Val Titgar Ba Milchama. Why Dafka Milchama? Because it's saying, only Milchama who the Lo. You're not allowed to actually war with them, but you're allowed to be Tse'ure. Tsarino, you can scare the heck out of them and have these little pu'olot and keep them on their toes. Masha'in came, the younger daughter, the Tzi'ira, the Karyeh, she called her son Ben Ami, which was more polite. So there, Amale al titzureim v'al titgarbam. Is that titgarbam milchama? Titgarbam klal. Don't do anything against them. Afil tzu'urilo. Omrab chiyabarovin, omrab yeshurban korch le'olam yagdim adam ledvar mitzvah. A person should always be a zoriz and be the first to jump into a mitzvah, because bischar laila achat shekadma bechira letziira, the older daughter only was one night more pregnant than the younger daughter, and nonetheless zachta v'kadmatar ba'dorot l'malchut, until the time that Amon came in, that Naama Amonit came in, already Ruth was part of Yisrael from Oved, Yishai, David, and Shlomo. Now Rechavam was the first generation for Naama, and that means it's four generations. That one night was four generations. Tana Rabbanan, Me'am Ha'aretz. Getting back now to our drasha. Me'am Ha'aretz, this we didn't darshan yet. We darshaned the Edah and the Kahal, and we darshaned the Kohen HaMashiach, and we darshaned the Nasi. And now finally the closing parasha in the parasha of Chataot says, this is Nefesh Achat Me'am Ha'aretz. We say Me'am Ha'aretz, Prat LaMashiach. It means, of course, I was going to ask in a moment, what do you mean? We know Prat LaMashiach. I mean, we have the whole other parasha that tells us what the bit is in Mashiach. Me'am Ha'aretz. What do you mean? We have a whole parsha that tells us what to do. You don't have to tell me, Prat. Ah, but you see, I might have thought that Yochel Mashiach al Helim Davarim Shigat Maaseh Mevipar. But al Shigat Maaseh Mechudei Mevikispar Sira. We didn't see that if a Mashiach is chayte without a hora, that he doesn't bring a korban at all. Maybe at that point he brings him korban that anybody else would have brought just on Shigat Maaseh. How do we know that he's excluded actively from this parsha? He's given an alternative in cases where there's also hora'ah. He does not have a din of non-hora'ah. Either it's hora'ah with a maisa or bus. Talmud lomar, me'amar etz prat l'mashiach. Me'amar etz prat l'nasi. Wait. Don't slip that by me. I mean, the Mashiach part, that makes sense. Then a Mashiach, because the Mashiach in a chinami. There's a din of hora'ah, so I might have said, without the hora'ah, there should be a shigat maaseh of kispar sira. But in nasi, there's no two things. The nasi is talking about the shigat maaseh. So where would I have thought that it brings a kispar sira? And now you should tell me that I need to have a miut prat l'nasi. Why not prat l'nasi? Nasi b'shigat maaseh with a maite in the first place. Omer is vid mishvei the rav. Now hold on a minute. Not so simple. Let's think about a case like this. The din is, here it's talking about he eats kizayit chelev before he becomes a nasi. All right. So then he would be chai of a korban. He's nitmaneh, but he is only finds out about it after he became a nasi. V'nodalo. Now, how do we know that under those circumstances he does not bring a kispar sirah despite the fact that his chait was actually as a hedyot? Of course, we're going to see what he's going to say, but there's only truth because basi yediyah. We'll get to that in a minute. But I would have said naitzik is basira. So kamar shmalan, he is actively excluded once he becomes a nasi from kispar sirah. Wait a minute, this only works out, I'll leave it to Rabbi Shimon. Remember that Rabbi Shimon is chelek on the Tanakhama we saw yesterday. And he says, azal batar yediyah. But according to the Rabbanan, the azal batar chata'ah, Michael Maimer. What are you going to say up according to the Rabbana? Ela Omer of Zvid Mishmei the Rava Ach Mayaskinan Kegon Shachal Chatzik Zayet Chelev. Here it's up, you're right. According to Rabbana, then obviously they hold that anyway. That's an entire carbon as a head. But here, what about if he eats half of the Kezayet?
Yep.
And then he becomes a Nasi within a minute. Still, that's right. You know, it's the other Kezayet, the Chatzik Zayet. And then he eats a Chatzik Zayet and the Yishlimo. And then, as a nasi, nodalo. Well, you think this is funny? You know how fast human conditions change? One minute you're this, and the next minute you're that. I see you have elements of yush in your heart. Oh, we never know. Yeshurat Hashem Karavayim. This moment the hedyot, the next moment the nasi, or vice versa, as we shall. So, Sa'akadayat Ramina needs taref. I would have said you could put together the two half as asim, because he's still shayach to that korban. When I think he's Baal Sira, he could bring a Kizbar Sira, or maybe bring the up, but whatever, but he could serve him in Starev. Kamash Bani is actively excluded. If he's actively excluded, so then each one is not going to be mitzvah, and they're chay of different korbanos. So they won't be mitzvah. That's the chiddush. Okay, that's the chiddush for siruf. I have a more subtle question. Does the nesiut act as an actual dividing point? In other words, for that, let's say he was only a nasi for a minute. Then they saw that he was laughing. They thought he was miyush. They fired him. So that guy who doesn't have, he shouldn't be the nasi. So the question is, did that state of nesiut for a minute, did that make it impossible to be mitzarif to two, even though both were eaten as a hedyot? Yeah? Because at that point, he wouldn't have been able to bring that korban. Or, we look at Lamaisa, he wasn't a nasi, not when he ate the first chatzizai, he ate the second chatzizai. So nesiut mar shetafsik, echidami, kigon shachal chatzik ezayim chelav, and he's a hedyot. He's nitmaneh, and then he got fired, v'yavar, and then he shlimo, he ate the other half of zayis. So, do we say, I understand the first case was that there was a chiyuv of two separate korbanos. One was a chiyuv of kispar sira. That can't be mitzarif with a chiyuv of a soil. And he's actively excluded from the parsha of kispar sira. Over here he was in the same status when he ate it. So maybe it would be mitzarif. Maybe it doesn't really matter. The fact is that he was in two different states of being. One pre-Nasi and one post-Nasi. In the middle, he couldn't have brought it. So, Mamela, we can't be mitzarif the two korbanos, even though they were Maisa, both were kispar sira. Mike says, I got a raya for you. Tivshed le miha, v'yomar ulam rabbi Yochanan, ochal chelev, v'yifrish korban, v'himir. The guy ate chelev. He's mafrish korbachatos. And now, he goes ahead and becomes a Catholic. Or becomes a mumer. And then he has charata. Nah, it was no fun in church at all. And he was called Zabai. And now he wants to bring his carbon, which is still in his garage. You know? But then over there is Ho V'nitche Yidache. So since during that period, as a mummer, he wasn't able to bring a carbon. So mainly he can't use that carbon from before because that carbon is now off limits. It was unusable for a while. It becomes permanently unusable. Same thing would be true over here. Since had he had a carbon, that carbon would have been nitka. Or in this case, he himself is nitka for bringing during that period a kispa v'seira. So he can't be mitzarif to two stages. Ah, oh, he says to Gemara, what kind of comparison? A mummer is not shaykh to any carbon. So of course he's not going to be able to bring that carbon. Lav baratiya carbon, over here he's baratiya carbon. The nafkamina, does it bring a sayir or does it bring a seira? I mean, that's not what you're going to tell me, that Mamela can bring a raya from a mummer. That is no raya. No, I think they say that that's why he died for him, you know, to be mechaper and all of his averis. Just like if he's a chosin, he loses all of his averis. He goes to church. What do you think? That's the question.
Before he was a mummer, he ate chaz and all that. So that's all forgotten. So now he becomes a Jew again.
What do you mean? All he did was go to he went to church. He found out it was boring and came back home. What are Vedas? You mean they have Vedas for him?
Didn't have a kiddush.
Probably they had a kiddush. Of course, whatever he did. That we'll see that what he would have done, what he did as a mummer, he can't bring a korban on because it's not shav miyadiyatza. But we'll get to all of that. Boy, mine Rebbe Zera Mirav Sheshes. How about if he ate suffik chalev? Now, and here's a curious kind of thing. It's a very, very fascinating question. There's no nafkamina. Remember, the nasi is included in Ashram Talik because the only reason we exclude Bezdin and the Kayin Mashua from an Ashram Talui is because it says Al Shigigato Sheshagag, and they don't bring Al Shigigato Sheshagag. They bring on Hora, right? But the Nasi who brings on Hora has an Ashram Talui. What did I say?
On
I'm sorry. Shigigat Maasem. So I'm going to have to retire if this is on. Who's ready to start doing the Daf Yomi? Yeah, it's becoming more prevalent. So the question is, when he brings an Ashram Talui, his Ashram Talui is exactly the same as anybody else's Ashram Talui. It happens to be that when it comes to the Chatas Kavua, the Chatas Vanai over there, he has a Sawyer and they have the Kisper Seira. But, I mean, the Ashram Talui should be exactly the same. The question over here is, does the Ashram Talui, being as it's coming in a temporary way, until such time, if or when he would find out that he did the Avera, he would end up bringing his Chatas, the Ashram Talui relates to his Chatas because it's holding off what it is that the Chatas was coming from. So even though it looks like it's the same animal, but it's taking the place temporarily of a different animal, because one is a sire and one is a seer. Or is it nothing to do with, well, who cares what the Chatas would be? The fact is, the Ashram Talui is a fiat. To bring the Ashram Talui, he's bringing his idol, and that's all. What do we got to worry about anything else? That's the question. Fascinating question. So I want to know like this, says Rabbi Zera. What's the din if he was Ocha Sef Sofik Chelev as a head? Now, the Sofik Chelev is Mechayim and Ashram Talui. He is now appointed to be the Nasi. Then he finds out. So now, according to Rabbanan, obviously I'm not asking. Rabbanan holds it doesn't have anything to do with when you found out. It had to do with the chet, so I'm not asking only the Rabbanan. They b'chol go, even for the chatas itself, they go according to the chata. Ah, that's in the Mishnah, loti b'ilocha. Over there they bring a normal Ashram Talui. My question is, I'll leave it to Rabbi Shimon. Do we say, midish tanila vadai, since for his carbon vadai, it's a different carbon. So Mamela, he was ashtanila sofik also. And therefore, we don't consider it to be the same carbon. Because since he couldn't have brought the carbon vadai now as a nasi, he can't bring the Ashram Talui on that same carbon because he wouldn't be able to bring that carbon now. Or do we say, what's the nafkamina? Ki ishtani levadai? Over there, it was only ishtani, that's because ishtani carbon today. It's because the carbon that he would have brought instead of a kispa v'seira, he would have brought, well, you missed the ball, Rich.
Yes, I was stupid.
I don't know, in the game that wouldn't have done you too much good, Rich. So do we say that we go according to Vadai, or do we say, well, I said for the carbon suffix, it doesn't make any nafkamina? That's my question. Dilma, Kishal Vadai, the Ishtani Korban today. Avalacha, the Lo Ishtani Korban today. Maybe you should bring a regular Ashram Talui. Take it. Shaykh didn't have an answer for that. Turn around, buddy. Me'am Aretz, this is his bride. Me'am Aretz means it's got to be a regular kind of guy, the kind of guy that goes to Minyan, you know. Problem mummer. Reb Shimon. No, that's not where I know that Me'ama Aretz, a Mumer is Potter, and only the Am Aretz is Chayav. I know that a Mumer is not Chayav a Korban in the first place, because since the Torah says, by the Chatas Asher Lotei Asenam Bishkada, it's someone who was over on something, and then he was ashamed. So then that means Dafka, if he's Ashav Mi'idiyato, as we saw, V'noda Elav Chatato, continues the next passage. So only if had he known his chait, then he wouldn't have done it. That's the pshat. Now we realize, oy vey, I was chait. I want to bring a korban. Suppose if we would have told him, oy vey, that's usri, he would have said, who cares? So obviously he's not included in this parasha. What do I need a putz to tell me? Me'am ha'aretz, prat lamunah? Hashav miyidiyato may be korban ha'shigiyato. Lo shav miyidiyato. Eina may be korban ha'shigiyato. Now obviously we're talking about over here that he's not a mumer right now. There's a mumer right now. Stam, we don't bring a carbon for Nuzevach, Rishayim Toeva. What's he bring a carbon for? Not interested in bringing a carbon. And the whole case implies that now he wants to bring a carbon. Now he did Teshuvah. But he can't bring a carbon because at the time it wasn't an Avera that's a Chayav of a carbon. So now, what would be the difference between these two approaches? My Binayim. Omar Ravam Nuna, the Nafkamina would be Mumer Lechol Chelev, who may be carbon al Adam. He could be now. The question is, this guy, he only eats Chelev. Now, he was nichshal in eating dam. So if it's a din in the mumer, in any kind of mumer. Okay, so Mar Sova, kima the mumer lechol chelev, so he's a mumer. What's up? You know, what is a mumer to? He's a mumer lechol dam, he's a mumer also, so dam also is a mumer. Well, so that's if it's a general rule of his being me'am aretz, and he's not me'am aretz, he's not a standard me'am aretz. But if the din is hashav miyidiyato, this guy never wanted to eat anything that was dam. So he's a hashav miyidiyato. If he would have known it was dam, he'd, oh, I don't touch dam. I only eat chelev. So Mamela, he's called hashav miyidiyato. That's a tremendous nafkamina. Says the Gemara, but I thought Rava says that everybody's moida, that mumer lechol chelev is not considered to be a mumer lechol dam. I mean, that's the question. Mumer, even if it's proper mumer, it has to be the mumer of the thing that we're talking about. That's right. And we're not going to be makabel the carbon from it. So then, according to Rava, this would not be an afkamina. Okay, how about this? This guy eats tarfus. But he only eats tarfus the teyavon. So, ochaba ochal nevelot. Nevelot doesn't mean only nevelot. It means he eats everything. As a matter of fact, there's another yurt that says chelev, because otherwise it's confusing. What it means is tarfus. So we call him general tarfus nevelot. He would eat chelev as well. He would eat whatever. He would eat anything. But he only eats the teyavon. So he eats it when he's hungry. He doesn't have anything to eat. The only place that's open, look at this. But that's place closed down. Oh, well, at least McDonald's is open. So, he goes next door. But he would never go to McDonald's if he has a batatz available. So Mamela, over there, he's ochel nevelot only the teavon. And he had an option, but he thought this was kosher. So it's chalak lo b'shuma, and he eats it. So there is the machlokas, that's the pshat. So Marisava, look, since Lamaisa, he would have eaten it with teavon. So he's called a mumer, and therefore, if he would have done the teavon b'mezik is a mumer, we can't bring a carbon from a mumer. Mashen king, if you learn it out, from the din of Shav Miyidiyato, as Rabbi Shimon says, he is a Shav Miyidiyato. If I would have realized that this badat was more treif than the McDonald's, I wouldn't have eaten it. So then he's considered to be not a mumer. So since Gil the Yishkach Atera lo achal isura, lav mumer, ton rabban, ochal chelev. It's a very strange bright, and I don't worry about how strange it is, because I'm always going to ask and explain it's strange. Ochal chelev, that's a mumer. Vezel mumer, what's a mumer? A mumer is someone who's ochel nevelot, refarch, katsim, rimasim, shatayayin neser. Reb Yehuda says, no, even wearing kilayim. What's going on? Omar, let's start at the beginning. You say, ochel chelev zel mumer. Vezel mumer, ochel nevelot. You explain this, Mike Omar, what are you talking about? Omar, Rabbi Barbachan, Rabbi Yochanan, the price must be like this. Ochel chelev, meaning leteyavon. So you didn't have anything else to eat. Stop into McDonald's. Okay, this is a mumer. But if you go bedafka to eat something, if he does a lahakas, then he's already better than a mumer. He's a tzeduki. Now, when it says tzeduki, obviously it doesn't mean tzeduki. We know that and of course this is the way all the old prints, we know that the censor, because of the Christians, they figured out that a min, the time of the Gemara, meant one of these new guys with the Christianity. So every min was changed to tzeduki, that way it wouldn't be nageya. But what it really means, if he's eating a lahakas, then he's already a min. Ve'ezel mumer. And now continues the Braita. And where is there a mumer that we have to assume that he would be a min? That would be. That's so disgusting. It must be. Unless we know that the guy really enjoys eating these horrible things. And he's only eating at a teyavon. That there's no way. I mean, unless he's from France, maybe. I mean, all right. But a normal guy who's eating this stuff has got to be, we can assume that he's eating it live. That's what the Mishnah means, the Braita means. It's splitting it up in this way. And then when Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda comes along and says, Af halovesh kilai. I mean, what's the finish in lovesh kilai? I mean, why would he go out of his way to be lovesh kilai unless he bedafka wants to show he's not machmid? I mean, he's not adding anything. So my benayu. Oh, ike benayu kilayim derabona. The question over here is, since it's an iser mefursa, everybody knows about kilayim, no? So mumela, even though it may be a drabbanan kilayim, maybe it's not twisted in such a way that would make it a dioraita. So it's a drabbanan kilayim. Nonetheless, even wearing kilayim, given the mefarsim isura, I feel a bit drabbanan avi mumer, even though normally a drabbanan, if you say people, well, why should I assume he's a min? But actually, I mean, it's a machlok is what it mean. The pashas of the sugyas we'll see is mumer specifically. We're not assuming. There is, in fact, the Rosh Hashit is that it's saying min, because it must be doing it bedavka. The pashas of the sugya where it's saying what's my binayu is not that it's min, and that we're only talking about whether it's considered to be a mumer or not. So since it's mefarsim misura, so memela must be that he's a mumer. Pligiba now. There's a machlokes between Rav Acha Ravina. We don't know who says what, but Chanamar teavon mumer and la'akas is a min. V'chanamar even la'akas is a mumer. And what is a min according to him? Ezo min. To be a min, you'd have to actually have it of his kachavim. It's like a nafka min between mumer and min is not really important unless if he's denied to be of his kachavim. So then we have to be chayish already that a shchit is going to be the shema of his kachavim, but it becomes zifchei meisim and so on. That's a chumra that is nogei of his kachavim, not because he eats lahachis. Meisves, what do you do about the braita? The braita said that if you eat something disgusting like a parosh or a yatush, and it says over there is a mumer. Isn't that lahachis? Am I currently mumer? No. There it's talking about hatam the omar at om time the isura. I gotta know what this tastes like, you know. Once in my life, eat a bed bug. So over there, when it says not lahachis, he's driven to, it's an element of teyavan also.
First time.
Only the first time. No. Okay, continues on now. This is a fascinating sugya. The Mishnah says a nasi is a melech. Now, lemaisa, a nasi is a very broad range of things. There's a concept called a nasi v'shevet. We have the list of the 12 nasiim in the Torah. There's a nasi who is the nasi of Eretz Yisrael, but who doesn't have the political power that a real nasi has because he has the Reish Galuta. And the Reish Galuta doesn't have political power either because he's in Golis and the government has control over him. And then you have a nasi of somebody who would be the nasi where we didn't appoint a melech, but we have only a nasi. He has a din of a melech lemais until such time as we make a melech. And then we have a true melech. All of these words are also called nasiim. Which one of them would you say that at the time of the Mishnah, a nasi had a din of a nasi that if he was chayta and they would build a Beis HaMikdash, he would bring a soyer? Or is that just a borrowed term in terms of this halacha? What's the din? Tanur Rabbanan nasi. You might think a nasi is anybody's called a nasi. Abad a nasi shevet nachshon ben Aminadav. Very close of a man. Maybe he's a nasi. The Torah calls him a nasi. See, he should be im nasi yechate. Talmud Omar mikol mitzvot Hashem Elokav. It stresses Hashem Elokav. That's not a loose thing. Because if you take a one by a melech, it says over there the same language. Leman yilmad lira et Hashem Elokav. What's the pshat Hashem Elokav? Over there, it really means Hashem Elokav. That's part of the Som Tassim Alach HaMelech, and that he should have a Sefer Torah on his hands. And there it calls him Hashem Elokav. So obviously it really means the same Nasi is in that context. And why does he use that language to tell me? Mala alan she'in al gabav el Hashem Elokav. Has to be someone who really has only Hashem Elokav. So too, the words that appear in Nasi is also she'in al gabav el Hashem Elokav. But a Nasi that's got anybody above it. So Nachshon ben Aminadav, he may be in a Shevet, he didn't have anybody above him, but he had the answer to Moshe Rabbeinu. So he's not considered to be a Nasi because he's got someone above him. So very interestingly, Rebbe asked Rebbe Chiya, what about me? What would my din be? So, boy, mine, Rebbe, Rebbe, Chigon, ani. Would I bring a Sawyer or a Seira? So Reb Chiya told him, listen, you know, you've got a bedmate. Harei tzoratcha bebavel. In Bavel, there's the Rosh Galusa. So you don't really have, you're not all powerful. No, so Rebbe said, I mean, big deal. And then is Malchei Yisrael and Malchei Beit David. Both of them bring for as a Sawyer Nasi. And you don't say, well, you know, you're not really the king of everybody because there's a king in Yehuda. You're not the king of everybody. There's a king in Shomron. Two different kings, two different nations. And both have only above them Hashem Elokav. So who cares if I have a tzora? That's not a problem. A tzora means another woman in the bed. Okay, so what? One can't impinge on the other's authority. And it says, so you have two nasiim. So what do you bring me a raya that there's another nasi? Oh, my life. Look, I didn't want to be not nice, you know, so I called it another woman in the bed. But the fact is that he also has got political power over you. So, I mean, let's be honest. Over there, Malchus Yisroel, Malchus Yehuda, one didn't have any ruling over the other. Hashem came here in Eretz Yisrael. Anan kaifin and lula didu. We are in big trouble because we are dependent politically on what's decided in Bava. So how can you call that nasiut?
What period? Is it really the term of
Hashem? No, the period of the nasius of Rebbe. They appointed Hillel, and then the entire shosholot of the nasiut was dependent. We're going to dash this from a pasuk. What I said was dependent on the political. They didn't have political power. That was the problem. They only had local political power. But the political power, which we'll see in the pasuk, was concentrated in Bava. And both were from Yehuda. Reish Galut is also from Yehuda. The difference is that one is called a Chokek and one is called a Shevet. And indeed, that the Gemara brings out from the bright of Reb Safra. Reb Safra mat niachit. Bo amine Rebbe mi Rebbe Chiya. Kegon ani mal besoyer. Or marle, according to this version, he went straight to the jugular. That ahatam Shevet. Hacha bechokek. There, meaning there in Bavel, you've got the Shevet. The Shevet is a club to rule on. In other words, the power. So that if they want to assert power, they can assert power physically with a Shevet. You only have the rights to pass laws. So Hacha mechokek, v'tanya. It says in the Brayta, lo yasur Shevet miyuda. Shevet is referring to Reish Galut and Bavel. Here he's Rodet Yisroel b'makel. We know that they made a lot of trouble, these Reish Galutas. Not always did they accept even the dinim. Mechokek, mibein raglav. That refers to the Bnei Banav of Hillel. That they're malamed entirely, Yisrael Barabim, but they certainly do not have absolute political control. So how could you say that you would be called a Nasi Shein Alavela Hashem Elokav? That's not called a Nasi in terms of the din of Sayyid. Obviously, it would be possible to have such a thing that it would be real control. Say we didn't have a Melech, we're left in between, meanwhile with the Nasi. Okay, so then the Nasi is the Melech. But once there's no political control is vested in someone else, then you're not called that Melech in the same way. Use clout. Excellent. Clout. Very, very good. Clout is Shevet. So he's got clout. That means he's got real, he's got the Kayak. Very, very good. My man, that's beautiful.
It's reminding me.
But, Mr. President, the Ezeru HaMashiach. We've discussed who is a Nasi. Who is a Mashiach? Mashiach means a Mashiach. It's not a nice word. It means someone that's mature for Shem and Amishka. That's the point. But a Meruba Begadim does not count. So he may be the Kohen Gadol for all of the Aveda and everything, but not for this one issue. And that, in fact, is the rule. Ein Ben Kohen HaMashiach B'Shem and Amishka the Meruba Begadim. This is, in fact, the one difference between a Kohen Gadol, who was Meruba Begadim. We know we didn't even have the Shemana Mishka since the time of Yoshiyahu. Nonetheless, we had plenty of Kohanim Gedolim. Those Kohanim Gedolim are 100% Kohanim Gedolim, except for this one thing. In the same way that a Nasi maybe is 100% a Nasi, but not in this one thing. He doesn't have this din of bringing the Soyer. So the Parabo Kala Mitzvahs, which is the Haloma, together with Shigiyata Maaseh, is unique to someone who has the Kiddush of the Shemana Mishka, which of course, as we already saw, is exactly why, even when he's not acting as the Kohen, he still is a Kohen Mashua. Because that is a permanent change that affects the level of his Kiddush. That doesn't go away. Mashenken, a political position, just as a disyut, that goes away. So a Nasi Sha'avar is no longer a Nasi. Asher Nasi Yefeh. A Kohen Mashua, even Sha'avar is still a Kohen Mashua. El ha-parabah kalamitzvot, this part of the haloma of a Kohen Mashua. Ve'in bein Kohen Mishamech, furthermore, there's no difference. This is the opposite in a sense. The Kohen Mishamech is the Kohen Shavar represent the other element. The actuality of the position. Is there a nafkamina in the actuality of position? Because we already saw that the actuality of position does not affect the din of havas hapar. So what does it affect? Only one thing. The par of Yom HaKippurim and the Yetzir Zeh. Those are karbonas, that is, it affects only that din. Karbonas that are brought by an acting kohen gadol. And that's only the par that's brought on Yom Kippur, which Badafka is supposed to be by Aaron, that's the Aaron, he brings that, and the Asirita Ifa, the Chavite Kohen Gadol. Zeh v'zeh, however, both a Kohen Gadol, either it doesn't make any afkamina, whether he's a Kohen who is currently a Meshamesh, or he's a Kohen She'avar, meaning that he was the Sagan, and so on, they both are allowed to be Oyved. In terms of we're mocked because of the elements of Sina and so on, but both of them are shavim b'avadat Yom HaKippurim. Both of them are shavim in that they're mitzuvim ala bitula. They're not allowed to marry a woman who's not a bitula. Both of them are asur and almana. Both of them are asur to be mitame even for krovim as opposed to kohen edyet. There's a lot to be mitame the krovim. Ena mitame b'kroveihem. Both of them have an isur of priya uprima as avelut, of tearing their clothing, allowing their hair to grow. And the death of either of them is machzir et harotzeah from arei miklat, as we saw back in Makot.
This guy over here is Mashuach.
No, not Mashuach. Turn around, Mashuach. Shemen HaMishcha. And of course, the reason we're going to bring up the Shemen HaMishcha now is because, the first thing that strikes us is the elements that are unique to Shemen HaMishcha and the fact that we don't have Shemen HaMishcha in order to be able to have this in practical terms. That Shemen HaMishcha was made only once in history, even though it says in Dorot Nechem. That same Shemen HaMishcha, Shasa Moshe Bamidbar, that was the Shemen HaMishcha Ledorot. And the way that it was made was Ayushokim Bo'at Ha'ikarim. What about all the ingredients? How do those ingredients get into the Shemen? We boil it. So then when you boil it up, it takes off the... It's like in Richie's Pizza. They didn't want to use real cheese over there, so they had the taste of the cheese. They boiled it up. Yeah. Go ahead, you're not going to defend yourself.
There was something in the Times yesterday.
Oh, no, Richie. So they would boil it up, and that would take off the tam, and it would be absorbed into the Shemen HaMishcha. It says, Rabbi Yossi, yes, we did, yes. If you even took the oil, forget about boiling it, you just put the oil on, cold, onto all of those roots that the Torah describes, there wouldn't be anything left. There's only 12 lug of oil. So how could 12 lug of oil, you mean, Rich, Pete said we were talking about theoretically. So, if you're going to now be boil it up, you couldn't even be sach the ikrim is not enough. How could you possibly boil it up? Ella, I'll tell you what you do. You take water. You soak all of these delicious ingredients in the water. Shalina the ikrim b'mayim. And then you put the shemen amishka on top. The shemen amishka absorbs the smell out of the water. And then you skim it off. And that way you don't lose any of the shemen amishka. That's what you do. So shorina the ikrim b'mayim. Metzif aleihem shemen, v'koleit et hareach v'kapcho. No boil. That says Rabbi Yosef. You couldn't possibly have boiled it. Amarla Rabbi Yosef, what's your problem? You're looking at the Shemen HaMishcha as if it's a natural thing. The Shemen HaMishcha is a miraculous thing. It's not natural. And you can't be expected to deal with it naturally. But v'chineisech adna asev Shemen HaMishcha, what's the matter with you? That would be the only miracle. The whole darn thing doesn't make any sense. And you start off with 12 lug. Okay? Those 12 lug needed to be enough to do the Meshicha of the Mishkan and all of the Kalim, Aaron and his sons, all 7 days of the Miluim, to use it all through the centuries for all of the Kohanim Gedolim and for the Melachim and so on. And then when we come back to the third Beit HaMikdash, we'll find it's the same 12 lug that always was. V'kulo kayam latid lavo shenam Hashem en mishkat kodesh yihi ezeh li ledorotecha. Ba'avayato ki ezeh, the same Zion A's 12 lug. The same 12 lug it was in the beginning. So this all of a sudden, this is what bothers you. God, we can't boil it up, we'd use it all up. Come on. Tanya Ida, the other bride that goes like this. Vayikach Moshe et Shemen HaMishcha, Vayimshach et HaMishkan, Vet Kol Asher Bo, So Rabbi Yehuda Aimer Shemana Mishka Shasa Moshe B'Midbar Kama Nisim Nasebo Mitchilav Atzov. First of all, Tchilato Lo Ayah L'Shinim Esar Lugin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, take 12 lug. Okay, now you're going to cook it up. You put it inside of the pot, even if there wasn't anything else in there. How much is absorbed by the pot? So already you've got hardly anything left. Rekama Yoreb Ola. Now you got all of this stuff in there. It's all going to absorb. How much of the Ikrim bowling? And now you're cooking it. How much is going to boil away? Vekama ur sorev. And what, after all of this, you have to have enough that is nimshach mishkan, vekelav, aron, vanav, koshivat, yibam, miluim. And you had all the kohanim gedolim, and the malachim. And the truth is, even a kohen gadol, ben kohen gadol requires mashiach. That means every generation's kohen gadol. Even if the inheritance of a kohen gadol doesn't take away the need for the shemana mishkan. Although, a melech, as we'll see, we learn out from Hu Vanav, that there's no din of Mashiach of a melech ben melech, but still. And you'll say, what do you mean, there's no din of Mashiach of melech ben melech? How come Shlomo HaMelech had Mashiach? He was certainly melech ben melech. That was because there was a machloket, Adonio, claimed that he was the melech, so because of that they were Mosheach. And Yoash, how come they were Mosheach? Because Ataliah was claiming that he's an imposter. She's the real, she's the queen, and she had killed out the whole Zerah Melucha. All of a sudden, he shows up, you claim, they were Moshech with the Shem and Amishcha. So over there, yes, that's because of Ataliah. Yehoahaz, how come he was Nimshach? Now, of course, the problem is, we're going to ask later, Yehoahaz was Nimshach, but there was no Shem and Amishcha. Because it was after, by definition, obviously, it was after the time of Yoshio. So Yoshio had already hidden the Arayin and the Shem and Amishcha. But that's going to come over later. So why then did they do Yehoahaz? That was because of Yehoiakim. Yehoiakim was really 2 years older than Yehoahaz, but people didn't like him. So they didn't want, they held he wasn't Roy to be the king, and therefore they appointed Yehoahaz. Of course, he didn't last too long, but you know, that was the whole argument between the king of Mizraim and the king of Babel as to who's going to be the Jewish king. But the bottom line is that they, who wanted to appoint a younger brother, they had to use the Shemana Mishka. And after all of those generations, the same oil is Chayam Latid Lavo. Shinem Hashem and Mishkat Kodesh Yezeh Li. Adorotekem. Zeh is the same Shnei Masar Lug. The same 12 Lug was there for all the Dorot. Omambar. You say, Afilu Koi Goda Ben Koi Goda To Un Mashiach. How do you know that? Minolan, Eftim. Va'akoena Mashiach Tachtav Mi Banav. Well, what is that supposed to mean? Hakohen Mashiach Tachtav Mi Banav. What does that say, Mashiach? Just say Hakohen Mitachtav Mi Banav. No, I mean, why does it say Mashiach Mi Banav? Kamash Balan, that even though Mi Banav and he's the Kohen Gadol, it's only with Mishicha that he's called the Kohen Gadol in this sense. Having Mashiach is a Kohen Gadol. The love of the Kohen Gadol doesn't mean literally for anything. Because we know Merubah Begadim is okay, but we got to be this halach. Omama, you say Ein Moshki Melech Ben Melech. How do we know that the Melech Ben Melech is different than the Kohen Ben Kohen Gadol? That I know. Minolan Amar Vagri Yaakov Dechti Laman Yarich Yamima Amam Lachto Hu Uvanav Kolayamim. That's Uvanav Yerusha Hu Lachem. So then, how do you know that if there's a machloket? Certainly, they wouldn't have used the Shemana Mishka as a political move. I mean, you're not allowed to. It's a Me'ilah B'Kadesh. They couldn't have used it because they thought it was a good idea because of the machloket of Adonio. It has to be that the Torah is matter and says to use it in case of machloket. Where do you see that the Torah says to use it in case of machloket? We know that Chiyika machloket by Mishicha. V'lav called the boy Malka Morit Machutel Bnei. Why can't it be that if there's a machloket, we say, well, ask the king. David HaMelech appointed Shlomo. No. Who cares about Adonio? Why should we use the Mashiach? So maybe when it says, Hu Vanav Kol HaYamim, it's whoever he says. How do you know that that's not true? And that you need to have a Mashiach? Omer of Papa, because it says, Hu Vanav Bekerev Yisrael. Bekerev Yisrael means there's one unified Yisrael. If there's not a unified Yisrael, then there's no Hu Vanav Bekerev Yisrael. So Bizman Shalom be Yisrael, that's when it's Hu Vanav. But, and that's without Mashiach, but if there's no Bekerev Yisrael, then you need Mashiach. Tana, the bright that says you didn't get all of them. Yehu was also Nimshach. What? Now, of course, it's a little bit crazy. I mean, over there, we're not even talking about Malchut Yehuda. I mean, of course. I mean, not to mention that Yehu was Nimshach because he started now a whole new Sheshelet HaMelucha. The Davka, we were trying to destroy now Yoram Ben Achav. And that was because the Machlokas of Yoram. What do you mean, the Machlokas of Yoram? It's because he was the first one of the Shoshalet, no? And obviously it couldn't have been the Shemana Mishka, because the Shemana Mishka is not used for Malchei Yisrael. That, of course, we're also going to ask later. Says the Gemara, well, obviously something's missing here in this Braita. Chasur Me'etzer. Halachi Yatam. Malchei Beit David Mishuchim. Malchei Yisrael are not Mishuchim. How do we know that? Minolan Omarov Amakro. Kum Mashkeo Ki Zehu. When Shmuel saw David. Zeh Ta'un Mishicha. Ve'inacher Ta'un Mishicha. I thought you said Avyeu ben Nimshi lo Nimshech alim machlokoto shel Yoram. So what? Because it was machlokos of Yoram ben Achav, so we should do Me'ila with the Shemana Mishka. I thought you just said in the Braita that it's a Sermini Raita, only on Malchei Beit Yehuda. Kiryom Rav Papa, we'll see later on that Rav Papa says that when there was no Shemana Mishka, they used Afar Simadachka, pure Shemana Afar Simon. Hochinami, it means in this case also that they used for Yehu. Then you said Yoachaz, they were Mosheach because of the fact that Yoachim was the older brother. First of all, it's not true. He wasn't the older brother. Mikashish Binei. Vachtiv, Ubnei Yoshiyahu, Habichor Yochanan, Hasheni Yoachim, Hashlishi Tzidkiyo, Haravi Shalom. And Rabbi Yochanan, of course, is the one who needed to explain who was Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan came along to say that, well, you should know that Shalom and Tzidkiyo are the same guy. What do you mean? The same guy. If one is number three and one is number four, okay, we'll talk about that. Shalom is Tzidkiyo, and Yochanan over here is the Bechor, is really Achazio, Yoachaz. So it means Yoachaz was older than Yoyakim. Yoyakim was Hasheni. No, it says the Gemara, the truth is Yoyakim was older. When we say Bechor, we mean Bechor l'malchut. We're listing over here in order of the Malchus. So the first one was put, given the Malchus, was Yoachaz. I only lasted 3 months, fine. You know, but that needed foreign intervention. But he was the first one that was given the Malchus. Umi Malchi Zutri Mikami Kashisha? Can in fact there be a Melech who's younger before the older? I thought the din is that you're supposed to bedavka give the Malchus to the Bechor. V'haksiv et ha-mamlacha natan li-Yehoram ki hu ha-Bechor? So why does it stress bedavka? Kihua Bechor must be because the din is Kihua Bechor. So why weren't they makpid to do the same thing with Yoshiyahu that we do for Yoshafat? Kihua Bechor? Says the Gemara, that's because Yoram was roy to be a king. He was mamali makom avotav avin. So since he was roy to be a king, he was indeed appointed Kihua Bechor. But if he's not roy to be a king, then he's not appointed even if he is the Bechor. And therefore, they chose Yoyakim, was not the Mala Bakom Avotav Aviv, they chose his younger brother Achaziah, and they made him the Bechor. And that's why it's called Bechor, meaning the first. Now, I don't understand what Rabbi Yochanan was saying. Shalom is Tzidkiyo, and Yochanan is Yoachaz. I mean, they're listed as four different people. How could you say that? There's number one, number two, number three, number four, and you're telling me, well, actually, that one and two are the same, and three, four is the same. So what are you saying? Dichtiv, Hashlishi, Haravi'i. I mean, no, what that means is that there's two separate lists here. He may have been the third in the line of the sons, but he was the fourth in the Malchut, because after all, he comes now after Yehoyachin. And therefore, Tzidkiyo was listed as number four, because they had first the son of Yehoyachin, Yehoyachin, and then they pointed Tzidkiyo. So the Mikor, because look, first you have Yoachaz, then you have Yoyakim, then you have Yechonyahu's Yoyachin, and then you have Tzidkiyo. So number four, in order of the Malchut, in which the Bechor was Achaziahu, there we say it was Tzidkiyo. Why do they name him Tzidkiyo as the Melech if his name was Shalom? Tan Rabbanu Shalom Tzidkiyo. Lamanik Rishmo Shalom, Shaya Mishulam B'Masav. It was a big tzaddik, or some say it's called Shalom because that was Kaput. Fini. And that was Shalom Shalma Malchut Beit David B'Yamav. He was the last of the Malchut Beit David. His real name was Matanyahu, because that we see when he was appointed by Melech Bavel. So it says, Vayamlech Melech Bavel at Matanya, Dodo Tachtav, Vayasev et Shmo Tzidkiyo. So now, Yechanyo's uncle, who was now one generation back, he was given the name Tzidkiyo to say, boy, oh boy, God should only be on your side if you don't stay loyal to me. Of course, that was the whole problem later on, that he didn't keep his promise to Nebuchadnezzar. And that's why he got into such trouble. So, Amalei, Ya Yatzdika Lecha Tadinim Timrod Bi. If you don't keep your promise to me, Uchtiv, indeed, Gam b'melach Nebuchadnezzar, Morad asher ish b'yo b'Elohim. Nebuchadnezzar had made him swear to God, and here he goes, and he went and was matir Shmua, not in front of Nebuchadnezzar. It was the whole story that we had about how he found Nebuchadnezzar, was invited, and he was so embarrassed, watching Nebuchadnezzar going insane. He had bumas, he was eating Avram and Achai, and rabbit, and that, and made him promise, he wouldn't tell anybody. It was Mevazim. Ask the Gemara, but how could there be a Shem and a Mishka? There was no Shem and a Mishka. You say, Yoachaz, we had a Shem and a Mishka. V'atayin mishin nigna z'aron nigna Shem and a Mishka, v'tzitzen et amaz, u'makla shal aron, v'tishkideo, frachea, including the box that the plishtim had sent the Doron to Yisrael, shem was klei azav ha shashevesim o'asham, tasimu bargaz mitzido, that was put next to the Orain, v'shilachtem oto, v'halach, and continues, v'umi ganazo, Yoshio melech Yehuda ganazo. And this is obviously now after the death of Yoshio, when we get to the time now of Yoachaz. And why did he go Nezik Shirash, Kedubah Torah, Yolich Hashem Otcha Vet Malkecha? Of course, this is a horrible thing that they find the Sefer Torah that is open to this, and there's going to be a Golas coming, and everything's going to be taken. To Bavel, so he says, my God, at least we shouldn't get the orange shouldn't be stolen. So he was Mitzavet, and he was Gunzum. Shema Vayomel Leviyim Mevinim Lechoy Yisrael Akdashim Lashem. To Nuvet Aaron HaKadosh Babayet Asher Banah Shlomo Ben David Melech Yisrael. Take it and put it in the special place for Gneza that Shlomo had foreseen. Because obviously it was already in the Beit Hashem. Put it in the bayit that Shlomo had prepared for this eventuality, for Galut. And after all, Ein Lachem Masa Bekatef. What do you think? When you're going to be going into Galut, you're going to be bringing the Arnalon on your shoulders. Forget about it. Put it away now. Atayiv Duat Hashem Lokechem Et Amo Yisrael without the Aron. And we know that that included all these other things from Gzeir Shava. Yom Rav Elazar Atya Sham Sham. Take a look at the Pesukim, and it's clear that this includes all of this. Because if you see the words, it says, V'idibarti Yotcha Sham. It says specifically, Al Aron HaEidut. And then it says, that's the Venuadati Shama. It says, Kach Tzintzenet Echad. And take that Tzintzenet, V'ten Shama Meloa Omer. So the Venuadati Shama is the same as the Tzintzenet Aman. So obviously, that had to go together with the Aron. Furthermore, it says, that Mishmeret, until the Shina is Kach Tzintzenet Echad, Tenatala Mishmeret. And then the Mata of Aron is Mishmeret La'ot V'nei Meri. So that means that I now know that the Mishmeret applies to Makla Shel Aron. And we have the Lashon of Dorot, and Dorot also. So we find the word Dorot used, that's back in the original description of the Oren itself, and that's the Tzinsenet itself, so Dorotechem. And then we continue on, we find the same Lashon of Dorotechem, Shemen Mishchat Kodesh, we just said, Yezila Dorotechem. So obviously that included the Shemen HaMishcha. And here is where Rav Papa answered, Omer of Papa, Afarsamat Achya. This same pure Afarsamun must have been what was used also in order to be Mosheach. Now, Elisha went ahead and was Mosheach, the end, in order to destroy Yoram and Besachav and so on. So he used that same Afarsamun. It wasn't referring to the Shemana Mishka, because the Shemana Mishka, as we said, Kizehu. Zehu means only Malchei Beit Yehuda. Omer Rabbi Yehuda Rav, Le'olam Yasok Adam B'Torah U'B'Mitzvot Afilu Shelo Lishma, Shemitoch Shelo Lishma Bal Lishma, Shebischar 42 Korbanot Shikriv Balak Rasha Zacha V'Yatzta Mimenu Rut. The Omer Rabbi Yisrael B'Chanina Rut Bat Beno Shel Eglon, who was Ben Beno Balak Melach Moab. Omer Rabbi Baraba, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Minayin Shena Kadosh Baruch Hu Mekapeach Afilu Sachar Sicha Na'ah Miyach. The ilubivchira, the karya Moav, amalei rachman alamashal tatzeret Moav atitkar b'milchama, milchama uhudalo atziure tzarenu. Vilzira, the karya ben ami, amalei tatzeret atitkar b'm at all, afilu tzure lo. Omre b'chiyavarov, and omre b'yosho ben korcha liyolam niyake, madam ledvar mitzvah, shibizchar laila achat shekadma b'chira letzira, zachta v'kadmata arba dorot l'malchut. But Yachol Mashiach al Helen Davarim she got Maase Mevipar. But al she got Maase Luchudei Mevikis Parosira. Talmud Omar Me'amar it's Pratla Mashiach. Me'amar it's Pratla Nasi. Oh, hold on here. They don't Mashiach. Nasi always brought Mashiach Maase Ulemaita. Omer of Zvid Mishmeder Rav, Achma Eskin, Gon Shorcha, Kizayat Chelak Kishuad Yo, Venitmane, Vachakar No Dalo. So, Saka, that can be a night of Kisba Sira also, it could be. Kamashbala. And Ichlo Rabishim, there was a Batar Yediya, Rabbana, there was a Batar Chatama, Ikalamein. El Omer of Zvid Mishmeder Rav, Achma Eskin, Gon Shorcha, Kizayat Chelak Kishuad Yo. Venitmane, Vishlimo, Vachakar No Dalo. Sag da gamina nit stare fnaite kis ba sira kamash mal boy mle rova mir nachna nisiut mal sh tafsik ech gamit ke gon sh khar khatsi ke zayt khelav ki shved yot venit bana ve avar ve yishlim and then avar and then yishlim so hat mit der lamit stare da khle pag shaj pag shon asi but ocha since ir ve ri ki shved yot ek ma ev would be mr stare o dem lo shna ma Tiv shadlei mehadi amar ulamar ad yochan ocha chela vifish karban vehi mir v'chazar bo oil v'nitcha yitcha. What kind of proof is that? Achi hashda. Mumar ala bari tuya karban at all. Har bari tuya karban. Boi min erizvid mir afshishit. Ocha safek chela kishu ad yot v'nitmana v'nodala osfei komal. Now obviously a little bit of Rabbanan they go bas the chet, I'm not even loti boilach. Of course, ma'ati hashem tolik. Yiti boilach a little bit of Rabbi Shimon who since Midash Tanila Vadai, in this case was Nodal or later Ishtanil Safet, or Dilma Kishnila Vadai, that is the Shiva Korban day for the Sawyer. Avalokha, the Loishtan Korban day. Maybe it makes no difference at all. Imalai Teoshim Taloinish be Mitzar of Take. Turn around on a Mayamar, it's Pratla Mumar. Ripshim Barabias, Yamishim and Shim and Ashalotas and Mishkagavi Hashem. Nodai lav chatato, hashav bi yediato, maybe korban al korban, but lo shav bi yediato, maybe korban al shigato. May be nayu. Omer of amnuna mumer lech ochel, maybe korban adami, could be nayu. Mar sova, look, he's a mumer as a mumer. So akiva the mumer lech ochel of dam nami mumer, I'm a sova, but he's a shami yediato on dam. So dam yi a shami yediato. Says Gemara, no, because Rava says everybody's made it. That a mumer lech ochel is not called a mumer lech ochel dam, Elacha beochel nevela bocha chelav l'teyavon. When it chalev lo b'shuman, v'yochel kamifl. Gemar sava, kivan de l'teyavon ach b'meizid mu'amrahu. Gemar sava, kivan de ilu ishkech de tera. Loach al isura, that's not called a mu'am. Tan rabon an ochel chelav zeu mu'amr. Ve'zeu mu'amr ochel nevela tzrev ishkotzim ramosim. Ramosim, shosa, yayin esak. Rebir omar afalov ishkilayim. Oma mar ochel chelav zeu mu'amr, ve'zeu mu'amr. Ochel ves, what in the world, Mike Omer? Omer Rabba Barbara, Chanam Rabbi Yochel Ochel, Ochel Chel V'Teavon. Harei ze Mumer, but La'achis, Harei ze Tzeduki. Ve'ezehu, who is considered them to be a Mumer, that's, again, we have to switch this to the meaning. So La'achis, Harei ze Min, Ezehu Mumer, de Bistami Min Avi? That's Avon Ochel, the Velas, the Trefish, Kutzim, the Remosim, the Shosa Yain Nes. Yes, Rabbi Yudaimer, Afalo Vish Kilayim, Avinayu, Ike Binayim Kilayim, the Rabbon, and Marsov and Bidraita Avi Mumer, but the Rabbon and Lo Avi Mumer, Marsov and Kilayim, given the Mepharis of Yisura, Afid, but Rabbon and Avi Mumer. Pligabar of Acha Ravina, Chadom Elate Avon Mumer Lachis Min, but Chadom Lachis Nami Mumer, Elizeo Min Kolovid Avadis Kachomi. Meitre, Achal Parosh, Achad Oyetush, Achad Arezim Mumar, Yehokh Lohakitz, Vukakori Lei Mumar, Asim Diyomar, Atom Tamdi Surah, only once. Ezeo Nasi Zemelech, Tan Rabban, Nasi, Yehokh Nasi Shevet, Kedakshem Ben Aminadav, Talmud Lomar, Mikom Mitzvot Hashem Elokav, Lohalan Lomer Laman Yomad Lirot Hashem Elokav, Ma Lohalan Shein Agaba Ve'ela Hashem Elokav, Av Nasi Ein Agaba Ve'ela Hashem Elokav, Ba Minei Rabbi Mirabi Chia, Kegon Ani, Ma'o b'sayir, Omalei, well, you know, Harei tzaratcha b'bavel, so, Eitvei, Malchi Yisrael, Malchi Beit David, both are maybe le'atzma, and maybe le'atzma. Omalei, it's because lo kaifi adavi, ocha nan kaifin lo ledidu, Rav Safra mati tachi, bo emnei rabbi, rabbi mi rabbi chia, kegon ani ma'o b'sayir, Omalei, hatam shevet, ocha just mechokeik, V'tanya lo yasur shevet miyuda zerosh galash bebavel, shirodet Yisrael b'makel, u'mechokek mibein raglav, ele b'nei banav shel helel, and that's you, shel melamdim Torah li'Yisrael b'rabim. Ezeo Mashiach, Mashiach b'Shem an HaMishcha, lo amaru b'begadim. Ein b'en goin Mashiach b'Shem an HaMishcha, lo amaru b'begadim, except for this, parabal kol mitzvot. ואין בין כל מי שמש לכהן שעבר על הפר יום הכיפורים וסיר סעיפה. זה וזה שווים בעבודת יום הכיפורים, מצווים על הבתולה, אסורים על המנה, אין מטעמים קרוביהם, לא פורעים ולא פורמים, ומחזירים הרוצח. תנו רבון. שמן המשחה שעשו מישהו מדבר שוקים בו את העיקרים דברי ביידה. רבי יוסי אומר, אפילו לא סורך את העיקרים מן הספק, אלא שולין את העיקרים במים, מציף עליהם שמן, וקולט את הרוח וקפחו. אומר רבי יהודה בו, בפסינס אחד נעשה בשמן המשחה, על התחילתו של המסור לוגי, וממנו היה נמשך משכן וקלב, הר ומובן אף כל שבעת ימי המלואים, וכולו קיים לעתיד לבשם השמן משחת קודש יהיה, זה לי לדורותיכם. תנידך, ויקח משה את שמן המשכה וימשך את המשכן וכל השבוע. רבי יהודה אומר, שמן המשכה שם הישה בבדבור, כמה ניסים נעשה בו מתחילה ועד סוף. תחילתו לא היה לשלם עשר לוגים. ראי כמה יורה בולעת, כמה איקרים בולים, כמה אור שורף, and they still נמשך משכן וקלב, ארון ובון אבקור שבעת ימי הבלויים, ובון נמשכו כהנים גדולים, ומלאכים, by the way, אפילו כהן בן כהן גדול, אז זה סתם משיך עוד, אין מושכים מלך בן מלך, אם תאמר מפני מה משכות שלמה, מפני מחלוקות של אדוניו, and why about, what about יואש, מפני עתליה, and what about יואחז? That was because he was יויקים, was גדול ממנו שתי שנים. ואותו שמן קיים לעתיד לבוא שם השמן משחת קודש יהיה זה, לי לדורתכם, זה בגמרת השם הסבוד. אומר מה אפילו כהן גודל בן כהן גודל תון משיך מנהון ותחליב לכאן המשיח תחתו ממנהו. נמקע כהן תחתו מבנהו, מה משיח? כמה שמרן, בוא נחת כהן גודל. יהיה ומשיח אבי כהן גודל, לא אבי כהן גודל. אומר מה, אין מושכין מלך ממלך מנהולה. אומר ואחר ביחד לפני למען יאריך ימים אמר מלאכתו, הוא ובנהו בקרב ישראל. ירושה יהיה לכם. ומנהולה תחיי כמחלוקת בו עם משיח ולאף כדו בו עם מלכה. מורית מלכות הלבני. אמר אף פאפה אמר קרא, הוא ובנהו בקרב ישראל. דווקא בזמן ששלום בישראל קרינה ביובנהו. אפילו בלא משיח. תנא אף יהו בן נמשי. was nimshach ha'yedei alisha b'pnei machlokuto of Yoram ben Acha. Typically, mishum derishon, no, no, obviously, chetur mechaz ha'kadam. Malchei beit David, Malchei beit David, meshuchim, Malchei Yisrael, ein meshuchim, minolam. Omar Rav amar krukum, mashcheo ki zeo, ze ton mashiach, ve'in Acha ton mashiach. Omar amar af yeo, ben nimshi lo, dimshach el b'pnei machlokuto shol Yoram. משום החודש יורם בן אחר נימו בשמן המשחה יורם ופופה בפרס מדחיה לידר לגבי החזיה הרכינמי הפרס מדחיה ואת יואחז בני יויקים שיגל ממנו שתי שנים קושש מנים הכתיב ובני יושיהו הבוחור יוחנן השני יויקים השלישי צדקיהו הרבי שלום ויום רב יוחנן שלום וצדקיהו יוחנן יואחז לא עולם יויקים וסקושש When it says Bechor means Bechor la Malchut, Malchi Zutri, Mekami Kashish, Vachtiv, Veta Mamlacha Natan Li Yoram, Kiyo HaBechor, Yoram was Bemalei Mokom Avotav Haya, Yoyakim was Am Bemalei Mokom Avotav. Omamar, Hu Shalom Lutzikiyo, Hu Yochanan, Hu Yochanan, you didn't understand, it's Chad Kachoshim, Kiva Shlishi, Arvii. No, Shlishi means he was the third of the sons, but he was Arvii la Malchut, Because you have, the order was Yoachaz, Yoakim, then they stuck in Yoyachin, Yechanyahu, and then Tzidkiyo. Tanu Rabbanan hu Shalom, hu Tzidkiyo, lama dekra shemo Shalom, shayim ha-shulam b'ma'asav, or some say Shalom, she-shalma malchut beit avi b'yamav, u-mashmo Matanyahu shemo, shemo v'yamlech melech bavel, et Matanyah dodo tachtav, v'yasev et shemo Tzidkiyo, אמר לה, יא יצדיק עליך את הדין אם תמרוד בי. וכתיב, אינדיק גם המלך נבוכדנצר מרד, אשר השביעו באלוקים, where was he משביעו? Here. ומי אבי שמן המשכה, ותניא מי שנגנה הזרון, נגנה שמן המשכה, וצנצנת המן, ומקלו של אהרון שקידי אופרחיה, ארגז ששלחו פלישתים דורו לישרוק, שנבא ואת כלי הזהב אשר שבותם לו השם, תשימו בארגז מצידו, שלחתם אותו והלך, ומי גנזו יושיעו מלך יהודה גנזו, שראה שכתוב בתורה, יהולך השם אותך ואת מלכך, ציווה וגנזום, שם היום הלווינים, ללווינים הבינים בכל ישראל הקדושים להשם, תנו את ארון הקודש בבית השבנה שלמה בן דוד, מלך ישראל, אין לכם מסע בכתף עתה, עבדו את השם לוקחים את עמו ישראל, ואומר רב אלעזר, את ישם שם, את ישמרת משמרת, את ידורות דורות, so how could there be שם המשכה? אומר פאפה, there wasn't, it was by far some out, אך יא.
Following is the daf from the previous daf yomi cycle.
Okay, we're holding on daf yud aleph amud aleph, and we got up to Tana Rabbanan. Tana Rabbanan me'am ha'aretz is where we're up to. Anybody have a place? Eight lines down. Me'am ha'aretz prat l'mashiach, me'am ha'aretz prat l'nasi. Then we're going to darshan the psukim that indicate to us that the one element that we never really established was what happens in the case where the nasi, where the kohen mashiach is chayte b'shigigat ma'aseh, does he have a korban? And when we know that there is a korban for his ha'alama, which is a par, we've never been told really why it is that he's not going to bring a regular korban shigat ma'aseh. We just assumed it the whole time. And this is the first time that we're dealing with this issue. So, when the Torah describes the chiyuv of an individual for kispaus ira, so it says over there, v'im nefesh achat v'cheta b'shkaga mi'am ha'aretz, why mi'am ha'aretz? They're telling me prat l'mashiach. Kohen Mashiach is not an am ha'aretz, not one of the regular folk. Me'am ha'aretz is prat l'nasi. The king is not a regular folk. What do we need that for? But par, when we know that there's a special korban, which is a par when it comes to the Mashiach. We know that yatsan nasi, lidon b'sayir, and we know that there's a special korban for a sayir for a nasi. So what do we need a pasuk to tell me that he's not part of the regular korbanos? Shiyochal, I might have thought Mashiach, alehelim davarim shigigat ma'atzah mevi par. That although the Torah was Mechadish HaLoch of a par, that's only for Ha'alama, suppose the Kohen HaMashiach does an Aver like any normal guy, and he just makes a mistake, forgets the Shabbos or whatever. So Shiyagat Ma'atzeh, if there's no Hora'ah, he makes a normal mistake, so what will they, just that, maybe Kitvav Asira is going to bring the regular korb, anybody else can bring. Not a par, but the regular, or the Kaspachas, or Fier, or Asira, Talmud Momar, Me'am ha'aretz prat l'mashiach. No, the korban of the kisvah tirah is only for the am ha'aretz. It never will apply to Mashiach. Therefore, he has no korban whatsoever to bring. And me'am ha'aretz prat l'nasi. Don't try this with that, anybody. Prat l'mashiach. I understand. Teinat mashiach l'nasi. That part didn't make sense. L'nasi always brings b'shigigat ma'aseh. So once you tell me that there's a Sawyer B'shigigat Ma'aseh, why do I need the Darshan Me'am Ha'aretz Prat L'nasi if anyway there's no alternative for him but the Sawyer? So how are you explaining that? I mean, Nasi B'shigigat Ma'aseh with the mind, he always brings B'shigigat Ma'aseh. Yeah, I didn't get away with it, huh? Omer Zim Yishreda Rabba Of my Eskinan Tigon Shachal Kizayit Tehler Tishu Hediot. The point of it here is, suppose somebody is a normal guy, he eats a kizayit tehle, then they appoint him as a nasi. The achakach nodalo, now he finds out. So saka daivet amina naitik is policy, I might think that he is basically the head yoke, because we should go according to the time at which he sinned. Kamash malan, that since he found out when he was a nasi, he's not called the head yoke, and he doesn't bring the car. Oh, wait, hold on, that's only true according to Rabbi Shimon. It's Rabbi Shimon who requires the idea and the chait to be in the same status. No, he's Azal Batar Yediyah, according to Rabbanan. Rabbanan are Azal Batar Chata. They go, according to them, you did the chait. So according to them, obviously they don't die from the Pasuk like that, so why are you telling me? What are you going to say then? Okay, I'll tell you what to do according to Rabbanan. We'll learn like this. How come I have kinan to go and shakal chati kizayat chela kishu hedyot? He eats a half the kizayat to the hedyot. When it's mana, now he becomes a nasi and he finishes eating. Oh, interesting telegram. So I'm the king, am I?
So, Nishlima, V'achakach Nodamo, now he finds out. Okay, you might think that maybe he could be Mitzarek, because it's all like basically one idea. The Sarabadai Lagamina Mitzarek, and he should bring that Kizbalas to Iran. Now Rashi says, it's just as likely we could have said it in the other direction. Maybe we should be Mitzarek, and he should bring the later one. He should bring the... However, there are those who will know that a Nazi subsumes his status as a Hedyot. He could be Mitzarek. But the Hedyot doesn't subsume his status as a Nazi to be Mitzarek. And that's very similar to somebody who is eating Truma, who eats together with the other people who are eating Kulin, and now they want to make a Mezuman. So the guy who eats the Truma can eat the Kulin, but the guy who eats the Kulin can't eat the Truma, and therefore he can't be Mitzarek. It's the same thing over here. Good. Kamash Malan, therefore comes along the person to tell me that there is no such carbon that is given as Miyam Arth, and Nasi could never bring the Kisperus to Europe. What do you mean, Robin Birman? Now, the next question is the Nisiyut as a status Mapsik between two Chiyuvim? Let's say, for instance, he's a Katizayas when he's a Hedyot. He then is appointed as a Nasi. And then they suddenly realize, we don't want this guy as a Nasi. So now he's Omar. And now he finishes the rest of the Kedaya. So what's the thing? That his middle stage.
Yes, all of them Tokyo Evil?
Yeah, no, not Tokyo Evil. You have all, you have nine minutes. You have plenty of time. It's true that, Warhol said it was 15 minutes, but maybe he was going according to the shiur, and it's a 20-minute shiur of tuberculosis, perhaps, could be he was being, maybe he was being made. Anyway, so he had his 15 minutes.
9 minutes.
So now the question is, do we say that it's only in the first case, the Lomis Tarev, the Akri Palga Kishu Hedyot, the Palga Kishu Nasiv, each half is a head and half is an Asim, and Tavahoka, Idi Kishu Hedyot, Akri, but here he ate the whole thing as a Hedyot, except that he had the interim stage of being a Nasi. It's Tarev, Odom Aloshna. What do you say? Why? Kishu Hedyot, Yomar Ulam Rav Yochanan. Don't we have a riot from the famous case that Rav Yochanan was quoted as saying that if a guy eats chelat. Now he's mafresh a korban, and then he goes ahead and he becomes a Catholic.
So the korban from the chelat.
Yeah. Korban from the chelat.
That's three holy. Three.
Then he decides, it's no fun. I'll go back to being Jewish. So the din over there is holding the yitzchayitakem. Over there, since he cannot bring a korban as a chatas. As a Catholic, I mean.
Not really.
He's a mummer. A mummer can't bring a carbon. So now he doesn't become a Catholic. We say, oh, and it's kind of there. So the same thing you threw over here. The guy, when he became a Nazi, he was Dokli from his first Akiva. Oh, come on. I mean, there's no comparison. Hoki Hashta. Hoki Hashta. Mummer la barasiya carbon. A mummer can't bring a carbon at all. So but there's a true desiya. Hi, buy it your carbon. But I'll hear what you say, the Nazi can't bring a carbon. Bring a carbon. Obviously, that's not the carbon that expired, but that's not the equivalent of a complete dichui. Well, my name is Zerim Rapshashas. I have a different question. Suppose he eats Suffolk Caleb as a hedgehog. Okay, now he's having a Russian problem. Now, he doesn't find out about it, though. So he doesn't have a Kiev yet. Now he's Nisman as a Kohen Mashiach, as a Nazir. What's the story?
And now he finds out the
age. And later, I'll now he finds out it was a Sakh.
Well, why should
that be different than the Sakh? So, Mahu. I leave it to Rabban. If you go and call your Rabban, then there's something to discuss. Even the Kafas would have been Kavu according to when he did the Sakh. Yibi is unimportant. So, Bosi Baruch, of course, he brings an Ashim Tolkien. The question is, according to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon holds, you go according to the Yibi. Therefore, if the Yibi and the Ket were in two different statuses, you don't bring the carbon at all. Over here, however, the Yashem Tolle doesn't change between the time that he's a Masi and the time that he's a Hedyot. It's the same Chiyuv. So is it his status vis-a-vis what carbon he would bring that changes the Yashem Tolle? or is it in the specific carbon that he's supposed to bring, in which case there's no change at all? Legabe Yashem Tali, that's our question. So do we say that the Ishtanila Vadai, Ishtanila Safek? I mean, after all, the Yashem Tali is always dependent on, so what would I bring? I bring a carbon Chatas Kabua. So now I'm bringing an Yashem Tali. I'm not being sure if I was over in Chayav and not Chatas Kabua. But over here, his status in terms of what Chatas Kabua would have changed because of his idea now as the Nasi. So maybe his Yashem Tali is also dependent on that, and that's the end of his Yashem Tali. So that's our question. Or do we say, O Dilma, ki ishtani v'vadai, yes, when it comes to the vadai, the carbon kabua, it's ishtani carbon today. That's because there's a difference between his prior status and his current status. Before he would have been kispa seir, and now it's a seir. But when it comes, avol haka, when it comes to this case where we're dealing with the carbon hashem tali, which is exactly the same, whether he is a nazi, because he nefesh akat. So it doesn't matter whether he's a nazi, whether he's a hedge, it's all over there. Since it was not Ishtani carbon today, Emalai the Ashram Tali, maybe now his change in status doesn't affect his Ashram Tali. Taker. I mean, you can see how tremendously fundamental these questions are in terms of the interrelationship. The only place that we really get down to this level of seeing these issues is in Hurdis. Not Zvachim Sugis, which is amazing. That's over there. It's the Aveda that's the issue, not how you got to it. Over here, the interrelationships a little bit increased as you get to it. This is really amazing stuff. Tana Rabban, me am haaretz prat lemumer. Now we also darsh a mumer cannot bring a carbon. It's only me am haaretz, not from all of the am haaretz. Before we were darshing am haaretz. Now we're darshing the me am haaretz. Not all the am haaretz can bring a carbon. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon. That's not where we know it from. We know it from the fact that just like Sherlotte Asenam Bishkagavi Hashem, somebody did something accidentally and now is ashamed of it. So, I mean, that means Hashav Nidiyato, maybe Korban Hashigato. If he finds out about it, he wouldn't have done it. He's the guy that's Chayav the Korban, Melosha Nidiyato. If he didn't, however, wouldn't have changed his mind even if he knew about Bishkagav. So then he may be Korban Hashigato. It's only because he was a son of Bishkagah. He wouldn't have done it Bishkagah. This guy would have done it Bishkagah. So what's he bringing a carbon on? My Benayim. What's the difference between these two approaches? Amr of Amnun is a difference. The difference is obvious. I mean, according to the first approach, Me'ama Ares, it would mean that if you're a mumer, no matter what it is that you're a mumer for, it's the same situation, and you cannot bring a carbon. Me'ama Ares, you're a mumer. Let's say someone is a mumer for eating chaylev, and now he goes accidentally, eats dam. Mumer can't bring a carbon, even though his mumerut has nothing to do with what happened. Mashenim going to the second, the raya, where it's a shigagato, so over there, the guy never would have eaten dam, he was only going to eat chaylev. And the mistaken dam is not affected there. He would have been shoved in yadiyato, and he wouldn't have eaten it. And that's the difference. Mumer la'achol chaylev, but maybe korban al adam he didn't have. That's the difference. Myself, I came to mumer la'achol chaylev, so the dam nami mumer avi. A mumer is a mumer across the board, and he's not me amaret. Well, myself, the dam, yashav me yadiyato. When it comes to dam, he wouldn't have done it, and therefore, he should be able to bring a korban on the dam.
I don't understand what kind of mumer this is. Who's so concerned about Jewish law, and he's already thrown it off.
Well, this is a mumer of Dabar Echad, of course not. He didn't really become a Catholic.
Oh,
he's a mumer. A mumer is a technical term. We're not going back on this. Which reminds me of this awful story. I don't know if you heard this, Meissen. This just came out. This my mom was Kefela, the president of a very chosh of a shul in New Jersey, who was like all the way up in Tyco Corporation, where they had all the scandals of its corporate funds were being used. It turns out that the guy had secretly converted to Catholicism and was giving millions of dollars that he took from the corporation to the Catholic Church and the Catholic Television. And the president of a show, a whole article. It says it's an observant Jew. I don't know what they call observant. Maybe it didn't give the names of the Shem of Israel. Terrible. It just was a whole article in the Wall Street Journal, a whole page with all the details. It's Gefela. He went to see the Pope. secretly went to see the Pope.
What? What?
Unbelievable. He made you imagine. He didn't want anybody to know him. What, are you kidding? He was embarrassed. The whole thing happened from a mistaken email. He made a mistake in an email address, sent the message to somebody. It went to some hush of a priest, this email, whose specialty is converting Jews. But rich Jews, only rich Jews. And he got hold of the guy, and Mamashi worked on him and worked on him, brought him to the Pope. Say, Mamashi, shrekle. What a tragedy. Millions of dollars. So that's the question. If you're a Shofin, you get those. Not a mumer for this, but if you learn out the Amar, so once a mumer, always a mumer. Doesn't matter what you mumer to. The Rava Amar. I thought Rava said that the Kuliyam a mumer lachol lo havi mumer l'adam. But nobody holds that. Doesn't matter where you're darshan from. You're not a mumer when it comes to this thing. Even darshan from the Amar, the Pratla mumer. But you're not a mumer in this. You don't say because somebody does one thing wrong, they only becomes a mumer, is excluded from bringing any carbon. There's no such halacha. Okay, fine. Let's fix that. Halacha ba'ochel b'veilo l'teyavon. We're talking about a guy, probably say chelev, makes more sense. The guy eats chelev b'teyavon. If he's hungry, you know, I mean, it's a good, if he could get a Hebrew national hot dog, he would eat it. But I mean, it's not available, it's only Oscar Wiener, no. So he's not going to eat it. I mean, he's hungry.
What's the
Yitzhak
of
the Chedev?
It's a piece of
schmaltz,
right?
Yeah, schmaltz.
It's not
different
than regular
time,
right?
No.
It's like a meat. It's
a... Okay, but it gives a lot of good flavor to Oscar Wiener. I mean, come on. Memela. Memela, he goes ahead now. And he would eat l'teyavon. That's the difference. So, beginning with l'teyavon. And he's Nisqalab Lagashub. Now he made a mistake. He thought it was the Hebrew national hot dog, you understand? And that's where they're arguing. So one man the almost given the take over in Ophiel, the maze is a moment. So one man the other holds that since if he was hungry, he didn't have a Hebrew national hot dog, he would have eaten a Hasker Wiener hot dog. So Lamaik is a moment. So my Sabah, look, if he would have found a Hebrew national hot dog, he would have eaten it instead of the Oscar Wiener and the Chachzim.
Well, what do we call it?
Really, that's the Shiloh, not Mud, Caleb and Dom. It's an Oscar Wiener between
Oscar Meyer
Wiener. Oscar Meyer, sorry. Oscar Meyer Wiener, I'm sorry.
Oscar
Meyer. Not exactly my shopping, you know. So over here, even the Yilochel that if even Yilo Eshkach the Teilochel, these are a lot of mumers. The Shaila is whether the Teyavain, if he would avoid it, if he could, is he considered to be mumer even in that particular case? Is the question. Come Rabbah. Now there's a strange brightness that says like this: Ochel Chelav Zel Mumer. The guy who eats Chelav is a mumer. They Zel Mumer. What's a mumer? Huh? Alcohol nevelas the trade for shkutzim v'remoshim v'shosa yayinesim. What? What's going on? That we're going to ask. Rebuta says, well, Leibish Kalayim is also a mummer. Let's try to get this straight. Oh, my mind. Alcohol chelav zeh a mummer. Then you say, eiz a mummer, alcohol nevelas. What are you talking about? My karma. Oh, Rabba, Rabba, Panami, the thing goes like this. Hold it up. Alcohol chelav zeh teyavom. Somebody who eats chelev because he liked to have the Oscar Mayer. Okay, and he's hungry. That's called a mumer. But if he bedaka, he refuses to eat Hebrew national hot dog because it's got a mug and velvet on it. And he'll only eat the Oscar Mayer. Then he's a min. Now, whatever it says, min was reference to like Christians, they call them min. The yours is always messed up because it's censor.
It's
a doofy, but it doesn't mean to me. So they replaced a lot of minim with tzedukim because of
what?
Because it was always seen as a reference to Christians. So there he becomes a min. Nafkabina is that stam shchita min is a din of labed azora. Mashem kin about the mumer doesn't have a din labed azora. So there's a kshash of netzach, kind of to create this akum and so on. The ezel mumer de bistoma imin avin. where do we, even if we don't know that it's a hakas, what would be a mumra that we have to assume is a min, that he's doing it lahakas? That would be a case where a guy is out on the veil, is trade discussion very much, now what it's referring to over here is not stand the veil if he goes into the super soul and buys the veils. It means that there's an animal that's sick and dying and disgusting, nobody would eat it. Or it's a carcass lying in there that he finds lying around. And I mean, in other words, eating things that nobody would want to eat. Trey says where the animal was torn up by a wolf or whatever. Yeah, these are things that people don't eat. Nobody's going to go into the church to take the guy Nessa from the altar. It's disgusting. So, I mean, the guy does this kind of thing not because he's thirsty. He does it because he's proving a point. And that's, so that's Minatskam. He's Lahakis. Rabbi Yisro, you don't know him there? Alertus Kalayim is also a movement. Why not? Might be naive. I mean, that's what's not going to be between Kishatnas or between Earth on the Velas. No, he can be now climbed to Abona. Shiva over here is whether being over on the Drabonan is considered to be a mum. Marsha, I mean, you're right to have a mum, but the Drabonan lo have a mum. If you're over on the Diorisis, it's possible you're a mum, but to be over on the Drabonan, that's not a mum. Marsha, Vakilayim, even the Mephis and Yisrael, since people of Mephis are mocked at on Kilayim, even when it's not Diorisis, they things don't have all of the requirements someone needs to be sure. It's obviously been those in order to be Kalayim.
All three.
All three. And over here it's only, that's Rashi, she's only here, it's only sewed in. So it's only Drabonim. But this, everybody knows about that. Anyway, they go to the Shabbos laboratories. By the way, has anybody checked Shabbos in the Old City?
Every now and then.
Since it's Mephorsim, you have to be the Drabonim Habimu. Now the mic the pliki by Ravaka Ravina, Chadama Lateavon is a mumer, Lahakis is a mean. The Chadama Lahakis is also just called a mumer. What is a mean? Elizel mean? Kolovina Vodat Kokam mean. Somebody goes out to worship of Vediskir Kokim. So you throw that searches out of Vediskir Kokim is considered to be other than Vediskir Kokim. Ochal par ushachad, or yitushachad. Now a guy goes and eats a cockroach or he eats a bed bark, right? Mosquito. Yatush.
Yeah.
Areze Mumer.
Areze gross.
No. So why is he a Mumer? I thought we just said if he eats Lahakis, I mean, nobody's hungry to eat mosquito. And also Lahakis of the Kokorli Mumer. Awesome, the Omer Etzim Tam Bisura. We had this before, that if a person eats one Parush Ephraim, Yatush Ephraim, whatever a person does once, it's just viewed as a tryout. It's not committing itself. It can't resist doing something wrong. You know, it's the very fact that it says it's wrong makes him want to do it. So that's a different issue. But I mean, if he commits himself to this kind of life, then he's not going to be in it. Anyway, getting back to our sugya, Leizel Nasi Zemela. Son Rabban Nasi Yochol Nasi Shevet Kedakshon Ben Aminadav. You might think a Nasi is even a Nasi of a Shevet. This week's parasha, like Nachshon Ben Aminadam, Talmud Vayimar Mikol Mitzvat Hashem Elokav. Hashem Elokav, we know is a reference to the Melech Mamish, because we see this from the parasha of the Sefer Torah of the Melech. It's Laman Yilmad Miroat Hashem Elokav. So he's the one that's supposed to have a special Sefer Torah that goes everywhere he goes. Malo Halan Sheinah Gabav Ela Hashem Elokav. Over there, the whole thing is talking about some tassim alacha melech with a bidin of melech, and some tassim that he's the one that has the ultimate authority. The only one that has authority over him is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Av Natsi she'agav av el HaShem Elokav. So even though it says HaShem Natsi Yechta, you say, so Natsi's not a melech. The truth is, we were in a diet in Sanhedrin, the Nafkamina being Shlomo as his status as a Natsi, as we say in Divrei Hayomim, versus Shlomo as the status of the Melech. We recall we learned that was the Machlokas in the Gemara about whether he was a Melech, Hedyot, the Melech, or not. Because the Shiloh was what his status of Nasi was, the Gabe, his status of Melech. There is a lower level of Nasi, but not, still there could be a Nasi She'en Agaba, the Hashem Alakom. Over there we were Mepharish with an Akhtamina based on the actual history of Shlomo. But in any event, over here, it would mean Dr. Nasi. Shaila is, how about the Nisim? Let's say Rebbe was a Nasi. Right, so Rebbe has tremendous authority.
But
so Rebbe himself, interestingly enough, asked Rabbi Chiya, even though Rabbi Chiya was his Talmud. So the Rush points on it, even though it was a Talmud, but Lamaisa, Rabbi would treat them as Chaberim, I mean, especially when it came to deciding what his own status was. So he asked Rabbi Chiya, Kedon Ani, how about me? If I would do an Aveir, would I bring a Sayyir or not? So Rabbi Chiya told him, no, you don't have nobody above you. You've got the Reish Galus and Bubble. He's your Tzorah. Tzorah is like a co-wife.
Or the Romans, no? I mean, if the Romans...
They gave him authority.
But ultimately, they're... Is that coming to play?
Apparently not. In other words, having given over his... I mean, especially mm-hmm. Rebbe, because remember, Rebbe had Antoninus' Kushvanga. Yeah. So, but it's a very interesting point that David's making. Theoretically, they could have, you know, taken away the authority that they gave him. So, I mean, why would we view it like it's enough? I mean, the Gemara starts thinking, as you're saying, the only problem is the Reish Galusa. The Reish Galusa, you need access to the Reish Galusa, even if you're an Eretz Yisrael.
That's strange, but that was that true?
Wait till the next one. So we asked when they say Malchi Yisrael, Malchi Beis David. Says first we thought the pshat was Eretz Saratcha, is that you do not have a unique position. So we understood that the meaning is Gufa, because of the fact that you have a Sarah that's on the same level of you, we can't call you completely independent because you're not uniquely independent. So we said everybody, I mean, the idea of here is there's more than one, so there's not a supreme authority. That's what we thought it meant. So we asked Halacha L'maisa, when the Malchus was split between Yisroel and Yehuda, both of them could bring a Sarah Malchus as the Farish. So you see that having a Sarah and having a supreme authority over Yisroel is not the issue. So Malchus is your Malchus based on it. Eru may be in Latzma, may be in Latzma. Each bring a Sarah. On Marlais, Rafia said that's not what he meant. The point over there is neither one needed the other. So therefore, each one had no one above him. But over here, you are actually dependent, a non-kaifin lohu, you are dependent in the Reish Galusa, because the Shevet, remember, is dependent on the Reish Galusa. The Mechokek, Bibein Raglav, this was a major, had major implications, political implications at the time. All the machlokes and about who gets to do Kiddush Levana, can be Makadosh Levana, the way they were Mabacha, the Kiddush Levana. This is a whole big political story with great detail in the Yerushalmi, but it went on for generations. I mean, there were letters from the time of the Gaonim about these kind of machlokes and about who has the right to be, could they have a calendar and so on and so forth.
And the rule in Eretz Yisrael for that Eretz Yisrael
because we dodge it from a pasuk, because we'll see in a moment in the other lashon. The other lashon goes like this. You have a din of a mechokek, but the shevet, in terms of applying the din, requires the Reish Galusa. The hacham mechokek, b'tanya lo yotze shevet miyuhuda, refers to the Reish Galusa of Baba, shirod there is Yisrael b'makel, and that means that you're dependent on that power. And mechokek b'vein raglav, that's b'nei b'nafsho hillel, which is the Messias in Eretz Yisrael. Shemalam din Torah v'Yisrael b'rabim, but still don't have that independence. Now that could be because of the Romans.
So the
Lamaisa, you weren't given the right to impose punishments on your own. So then it means you do have somebody above you.
Also, is the bulk of the population?
I don't know if that's the point over here. But Lamaisa, the point is in terms of the impact on Yisrael, the Reish Galusa had power, and that's why Lamaisa people were very frightened getting into trouble with Reish Galusa. And then the Siyut was controlled by the Romans. They didn't have a chance, they didn't have an opportunity to kill people, and the Reish Galusa did.
It had been sat in Eretz Yisrael, and yet, bubble carried so much.
Yeah.
The thing that here, the definition of nothing here, and the definition of nothing perfect, the nasi, the amcha, lo, ta'or,
is not the same.
It's not the same, right?
No, that's good for what the one we're saying. We have to be banned from the pasuk. That means it's a different nasi. I'm sorry. Do you want to try that again, Sabbath
Yeah. Sukta Haidegi Mishnah.
The Ezel HaMashiach. Okay, we define now the Dossi. What defines Mashiach? HaMashuach B'Shemen HaMishcha. Lo HaMerubeh B'Gadim. But Kohen Mashiach is not a nice way of saying Kohen Gadol. Kohen Mashiach means exactly what it says. He had to have had the Shemen HaMishcha that Moshe Rabbeinu may put on him, even though there was an alternative to being a Kohen Gadol. In fact, during the entire period of the Second Base of English, where there was no Shemen HaMishcha, that had been hidden, the Kohen Gadol became a Kohen Gadol to the simple act of wearing the Shemen of the Gadol. But even though for all other purposes that may make him a Kohen Gadol, it does not define his status in terms of the Din of Hira'an, Par Kohen Mashiach, which is a function of Mashiach. The only difference between a Kohen Gadol who became such through Mashiach's Shemen HaMishcha to one who became such through wearing the Shemen of the Gadol is this. Par Habah Kol HaMitzvot, question whether he brings the Kisra Seira like everybody else, or whether he has a special din of Hirah in which he brings the Par of the Mashiach. And furthermore, in Ben Kohen Mishamesh, the Kohen Sha'avar, whether that means he was Mashiach B'Shem and HaMishcha. Well, he was Mashiach B'Shem and HaMishcha. His status does not change. We already saw this before, that a Mashiach Sha'avar still has the din of Mashiach. There's no difference, therefore, between the active Kohen and the non-active Kohen. How does that happen? Because when it comes to Yom Kippur, if something happens to the Kohen Gadol, the Skan takes his place. So you say he becomes Tomei. The Avodah is done by the Skan, who then becomes the Kohen Gadol.
And then
afterwards, he is retired. And the other Kohen goes back to what he was. So he's a Kohen Sha'avar. Now he can either be a Kohen Mashiach Sha'avar or a Kohen Sha'avar. But there's no difference between his status before and his status afterwards, except for two things. The par that's brought on Yom HaKippurim, which is only brought by an acting Kohen Gadol, and the Atzir Seifa, which is the Chavitim that's brought every day, that's only brought by an active Kohen Gadol. But when it comes to doing the Avodah on Yom HaKippurim, let's say, he can do the Avodah on Yom HaKippurim.
Because
he's a Kohen Gadol. Even though he's not going to bring the par. And he's Mitzvim Ala Psula, neither of them can marry a non-Mitzvah. Neither of them can marry an almana, even though he's not active as an almana. The inavatanim bekorvehim, he does not allow, is not allowed to be tamei, if a relative dies. Velo porim, velo pormim, nor is he allowed to be porea or porim, is begotten for avalut, mitzora, and so on. Umagzirin arotech, in his death, aroteach, in the, one of the oreham miklat, who goes back out of Golis when the Kohen Gadol died, would be true whether he's an active or non-active Kohen. Tanu Rabbanan, Shemen HaMishcha she'asah Moshe b'Midbar. That Shemen HaMishcha that Moshe Rabbeinu made in the Midbar, hayu shoklim bo at ha'ikarim divrei Rabbi Yehuda. They used it to be sholek. They would, what did I say, shokel? I'm sorry. All right, sorry. Hayu shoklim bo at ha'ikarim. They would boil the ikarim in it. So says Rabbi Yehuda.
Well,
they made it. By boiling up all of the ingredients that are listed in the Torah in that oil. Rabbi Yossi says that's absurd. The Pesach HaKol, there are 12 lug of Shemen HaMishcha. 12 lug is nothing. When you consider your Becher for Shabbos is a Revi'ez HaLug. So that 12 lug you're going to use to boil the Ikrim. You put in all those different Ikrim, there's not enough water to be Moshiach as a Ikrim. Losuchate Ikrim in a Sofei. Even if you would just want to put it on the surface of the Ikrim, forget about boiling it up, you're going to lose already a lot of material in the pot and so on. So how could that be? That's not how you made the Shemen HaMishcha, by boiling it. Eloshorin at Ikrim Bamayim. First thing you soak those Ikrim in water. They get filled up with water, now they don't absorb. Then you put the Shemen on top of them. Then the Shemen absorbs the Reyach from the Ikrim. And then it comes off, and then you take it off of the Ikrim, put it back into the container. Now it has the smell of the Ikrim. Omala Rabbi Yehuda says, you know, what's your problem? You're thinking in natural terms. The Shemen HaMishcha was an entirely supernatural occurrence anyway. So that's the problem. That's your problem. There's not enough of it. Come on. I mean, think about it. All in all, it was 12 lug in the beginning. Umimenu ayanimshak mishkan vekelav arnu vonav kol shiva simei melun. Now, for those ridiculous 12 little lugs, Moshe Rabbeinu had to be Moshe of every one of the kelavs, thousands of kelavs. He had to be Moshe arnu vonav every single day of the shiva simei melun. And that's fine by you, right? And then, forget about it, what happens throughout of history, which I'm, and then, kulo kayam latid lavo. When the Shem HaMish was taken back out of hiding, it still had 12 look in it. Shem HaShemen Mishchat Kodesh Yed Zeh Li L'Dorotechem. That Zeh is 12. Right? Zion Hay. And it's still going to be there L'Dorotechem. You'll never need any more Shem HaMish. The Brisa says it. Tanya Yidah, even in greater length. Vayikach Moshe et Shem HaMishchah. Vayimshach et HaMishkan. There was never an opportunity to make it more than 12 loop. Now, how much is normally absorbed in the kettle that you're cooking it in? How much would normally be absorbed by the various roots and things that you're using there to give it its smell? The kama urusareif. How about the heat itself that causes it now to sublimate? Ubo nimshach, and yet whatever was left, you had enough emotion. Mishkan Caleb. Aron of course she was imamaluim. Ubo nimshu kohen gadol throughout all of history, as long as it was around, every kohen gadol was nimshach with it. The malachim, and I feel kohen gadol ben kohen gadol still many times mashicha, although ein moshkin melach ben melach. That's true. You know, only the first of a kingship requires Mashiach. The Im Tomas, you'll ask, and Mashkut Shlomo. So then, well, how come there was a Mashiach of Shlomo since David had been Mashiach? That's only because there was a Machlokas of Adonio. If it hadn't been for that Machlokas, then they wouldn't have been Moshe. But in order to establish that this was the real king, they were Moshe of Shlomo. And Yoash also, Yoash is a Ben Melech. Why do we have to now have a Mashiach of Yoash? You can have Talia. I mean, that was the whole period that Atalia took over. She thought she'd killed the whole Zera Malucha. Yehoachaz, we did because of Yehoyakim. Yehoyakim, but he was older than him. He was older, 2 years older. So in order to establish that this was correct, and we're giving it to the younger brother, so they did it. And how about so that's how your government is Teshonim. Now, after all of that, also Shemin Kayam Latif Lavon. Shinema Shemin Mishka Skerish Yez Zilodotechem Zet Bigimadra Shinema Selugin. It's still the same 12 Lugasi Lavon. So none of it ever gets used up. It's the Pach HaShemin. And the Mela, it never, and the same idea.
No,
it must be.
Why not?
There's those who say that it was that it was.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Vafilu Kohen Gadol Ben Kohen Gadol Ton Mashiach. How do we know that a Kohen Gadol's son still requires Mashiach? V'chtiv HaKohen HaMashiach Tachtav Mibanav. Nemekav HaKohen Mitachtav Mibanav. Why does it say Kohen HaMashiach Mibanav? Is it saying that the child also requires Mashiach? Okay. And so, Iyavi Mashiach, Avi Kohen Gadol, Lo'avi Kohen Gadol. Oh my mind. Then you said, "In Moshkin Melech Ben Melech." So how do you know then? Why do we divide from the Kohen Gadol that we should be Moshiach Melech Ben Melech? On Revaka by Yaakov, just see, Leman Yarif Yamim Al Mamlachto Hu Vanav Kol Yamim. So Hu Vanav means that it's like a Yerusha. It's Yerusha Lachem. Then you don't require any new establishment, right?
Is there a
few more to be? Uminolam Dikka Machlokes Boi Mashiach. And so, how do you know then? You said that you're supposed to be Moshe. If there's enough focus. How do you know that? I mean, below called the boy Malcolm Maurice Malfuta Livane. Can't whatever the Melech wants be Maurish? I mean, if Dovra Melech established, it's no different than any Yerusha. So why can't he be Maurish the Malchus to his sons? I mean, that was the thing. Who have an upfill, you mean? So, I mean, you can't, what do you want to hear? You want to tell me that for a Simon, for Simon, you went out and used the Shemana Mishkan. To us, Isser Gomer, to use the Shemana Mishkan, which isn't necessary. Besides being Me'ila, you're not allowed to be Mashiach on somebody who isn't required. It's an Isser Diraisa. So how do you explain that? Amrapapa, because when it says Hu Uvanav, it says Hu Uvanav Bekerav Yisrael. Bekerav Yisrael means that Yisrael agrees. So Bizman Shalom Yisrael, Karina Behu Uvanav. It can act as a Yerusha when everyone agrees. Then it's without Mashiach. But if there's no Bekerav Yisrael, because there's Machloikasing going on, then you need to reestablish the Maluk of Shem Mishka just like at the beginning. Tana Av Yehu Ben Nimshi Lo Nimshach Alam Yipnei Machlukos or Shel Yoram. The truth is, Yehu was also given Mashiach. Elio was appointed to do that, to be called the Moshech Yehu. But the only reason was because Yoachaz had given, Nakazia had given Yoram, his brother, the Malchus. So because of that Machlokas, we needed to establish that Yehu was the real king. Zachary Brock was sent to Navi to be Moshech him before he died. Wait a minute. I thought the reason, Yehu was the first of a dynasty. So I thought you said the first of a dynasty anyway requires Mashiach. So why is that the issue? Typically Mishim Nereshano. The reason Yehu needed is because he's the first of his line. Something's missing here. The truth is they didn't require Mashiach at all because he wasn't from Mishpachas Beis David. We never gave Mashiach at the Malachim and not from Mishpachas Beis David. So Malchus Beis David Moshkin, Malchus Yisrael in Moshkin. How do we know that? Minolam. Or Marava, because it says that Shmuel is told Kum Moshkeyu Kizeru. What's that? Zeh? Zeh Tohun Mashiach. But no one else is told Mashiach. So then, I understand. So how do you explain it? How do you explain the whole thing? So we said, "Af Yehu ben Nimshi lo Nimshach." Hell, Yipnei Machlokos Shiyorim. And now you're saying that Malchus—that's not Malchus based on it—is not supposed to have Mashiach anyway. So how did they steal the Shemen HaMishka and we're over on various issues of the Arisa just to make a Simon Ladover? That doesn't make sense. So Yipnei Machlokos Shiyorim ben Achav. Nimol b'shemen? Well, I understand. B'shemen HaMishka. How did they use that? And there, the Gemara of Papa, they never used the Shemen HaMishka. When it says Moshehu, it means to use Afar Simon. Shemen Afar Simon. Pure Afar Simon oil. Afar Simon Adachia. Talking about Afar Simon Adachia is what we're talking about. All of these other cases, if it wasn't Malchus Beis David, was Afar Simon. Ve'es Yehoachaz mipnei Yehoyakim. Now this is strange. Saying Yehoachaz, they had to be Moshe because Yehoyakim was older than him, 2 years older. Is that true? I thought the old, says the first of the pasuk that Yehoachaz was the older one. Umid kashish minei, is it true that Yehoyakim was older? Ve'aktiv, it says, b'nei Yoshio, ha'bukhor Yohanan, ha'sheni Yehoyakim, and we're going to see that Yochanan is really Yoachaz. Now, Shlishi Tzitiyo, Harvi Shalom. Now, Rabbi Yochanan explained, Shalom and Tzitiyo are actually the same person. Who Shalom and Tzitiyo? And furthermore, Yochanan in this pasuk, who is called the Bechor, is Yoachaz. You'll notice Yoachaz is missing. it's clear that Yoshio had a son Yoachaz. We hear all about him later, so how can it not list him? That Bechor, Yochanan is actually Yoachaz. So that then it calls him the older one. So why are you saying that Yoyakim is older? It says Yoachaz was the before. No. La'olam Yoyakim Kashish. The second one was older than the Bechor. And why is he called the Bechor? Because he was the Bechor Lamalchus. And the Dibrei Yomim were not interested in the biological Bechor. We're into all. The whole Sefer Divrei HaYomim revolves around the construction of Malchus. So the Bechor is Bechor the Malchus. So why do we do that? Umi Malchus, Zutri, Mekame, Kashishe. What, we make the younger son a Melech before the older son? It says, the Malchus is given to Yoram because Yoram was the Bechor. Mashmana, you do go according to their genetics. So how come over here you didn't? Because Yehoram was Mamali Mokam Avos Havi. Yehoram had the same darga of his fathers in terms of his Chochmah, Yerushalayim. But Yehoyakim Lab Mamali Mokan Abai Sabu. He didn't reach Yoshio's Dargah, so he didn't want to give it to Yoyakim. Was Yoachaz did? Or Mama? What is this? Who Shalom Hitziki Yahu? Who Yochanan, who Yoachaz? What are you, crazy? The Pasuk says the Pharisee. The Shlishi, the Revi, and you're saying the Shlishi Revi is the same person. How could it be the same person? The Ochad Chad Kokoshi. We're listing them separately on different Dargahs. Say, Hashlishi, Haravi. I don't know. Because there's two, again, in the Rehan Yamim, there's different identities to people. So, my Shlishi, Shlishi Labani, he was the third of the sons. Yes. But, he was the fourth in the Malchus. Because, the Meikara Malach Yehoachaz, the Besov Yehoyakim, and Tzikiyo never got in until Yehoyakim, Yehoyakanyo, was given the Malchus, and he was a nephew. He was a generation later. Then he was bounced back. The Malchus was bounced back by Nebuchadnezzar. So, Tzadar Rabbanan, who Shalom, who Tzidkiyo? The mice of that last one is really Tzidkiyo. Loma Nikra Shmo Shalom, the reason he's called Shalom, is because he was Mushalam B'Ma'atzav. For other learners, called Shalom because that was the end. Tam v'nishlam. So, Shalma Malchut Beit David v'yamav. Now, neither of those names was his real name. His real name was Matanya Shema. Shinema v'yamlech melech bavel et Matanya dodo tachtav v'yisav et Shema Tzikiyo. So, it was Nebuchadnezzar that took Netanyahu, who was the uncle of Yekanyahu, a brother of Yoachaz and Yoyakim, third in line, made him fourth in line after Yoyakim had been king, and made his name Tzikiyo, which he was referred to as Shalom, but his real name was Matanya. Why did he call him Tzikiyo? Because he said to him, I'll tell you one thing, buddy. You start up with me, and you're going to have to be matzik. I thought his work was been on you, because I'm going to tell you the pieces. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, whatever I do to you, I'll tear out your eyes, I'll murder your kids in front, and that's what he did. So, you'll be murdered against me and not keep the promise that you made to me, and you'll be sanctific adin quite a bit. V'chtiv, gam b'melech v'chanetzer, marad, asher hishbio b'elohim, that's exactly what Tzikio did, and he didn't get away with it.
Was there shown a Mishnah in the Kodesh HaKodeshim?
We're going to talk about that tomorrow.
Right.
Do you need to say on that?